Good morning. From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this morning's edition of An Eye on the Sky. We start with a seasonably mild morning, upper 30s and 40s, with lots of clouds, a few breaks, between yesterday's minor weather system and a strong cold front well to our west. There should be enough thin spots in the clouds for some glimpses of sun, or at least thin enough for the sun's energy to warm us into the 50s to near 60, before showers increase west to east in the afternoon, mainly through New York, reaching the Green Mountains and starting to break up later this afternoon. What's left of the showers scatter themselves through eastern areas and taper off west to east overnight. However, as we go into southeastern Vermont and New Hampshire, a minor storm forming along the front will enhance the showers so that late tonight, after midnight, there'll be a period of some rain through southeast Vermont into much of New Hampshire. That'll shift to the east tomorrow, and then some cooler weather will come in for the weekend in general. Gusty west winds and some slightly cooler temperatures mean an unsettled weekend, especially for the mountains. Lots of clouds, a few scattered passing showers. Meanwhile, valleys, especially in the south, will see a mix of some sun and clouds. It'll stay on the breezy side as well. It's worth noting that yesterday's damp and showery cool weather offers a glimpse into the different character that stormy or unsettled weather brings during the spring. In winter, clouds and stormy weather often feature a relative warm-up, especially at night, thanks to the clouds' effectiveness at preventing cooling during the overnight hours. However, as we switch to shorter nights and longer days, the same clouds and precipitation prevent the sun from its typical warming, and as a result, chilly days like yesterday, temperatures mostly stuck in the 40s. The exceptions, quite expectedly, were northeastern areas where the showers arrived later, which allowed for some sun yesterday morning, giving time to warm into the 50s before the showers arrived. Back to the weather situation for this weekend, I noted a cold front coming through and its showers decreasing overnight. However, a series of minor reinforcements of this cooler air will leave periods of clouds for tomorrow, some sunny intervals in southern valleys, while the higher terrain north squeezes out a few passing localized showers. Sunday should enjoy more sun, still breezy and cool, with yet another minor front sliding through Sunday night, only managing a few passing showers over the higher terrain, followed by even chillier weather on Monday. Then, April plays mischief maker, with briefly warmer weather on Tuesday, some 50s and 60s, followed by stormy weather for the middle of the week and rather chilly weather later in the week. Now back to the forecast details. Mostly cloudy, some limited breaks of sun, especially east of the Green Mountains, scattered afternoon showers in New York, reaching east to the Green Mountains late, highs in the 50s to low 60s, falling back to the 40s in the Adirondacks. Winds south 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting 25 to 35 miles per hour, strongest over the higher terrain and the Champlain Valley. Tonight, localized passing rain showers north, tapering off, some clearing in the St. Lawrence Valley and northern New York late. Showers becoming rain, southeast Vermont, northeastward through much of New Hampshire after midnight. Lows in the upper 30s and low 40s, still some gusty south winds, and then Saturday, early rain in southeast Vermont and much of New Hampshire ending. Periods of sun developing, the numerous afternoon clouds with localized showers mostly for the higher terrain north, spotty elsewhere. Highs tomorrow, 40s to low 50s north, in the 50s south, westerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting 20 to 30 miles per hour. The rest of the weekend finishes up with some partial clearing on Saturday night, lows in the 30s, upper 20s over the higher terrain north, and Sunday, sun mixed with periods of clouds, a spotty afternoon shower far north. Highs on Sunday, 40s to low 50s north, low to mid-50s south. That's the weather story from the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury. Make it a great day. I'm meteorologist Mark Breen with An Eye on the Sky.